Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Menachos Daf Mem Daled. We begin right on top on the first line with a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan, describing our elusive chilozin, fish, snail. Chilozin ze. Okay, this is the exact description of the chilozin. Gufoy, in terms of its body color, doime liyam, it's like the ocean, bluish. Ubriyasoy, doime ledak. And briyasoy, some learn, is referring to its development, the way it grows. Doime ledak, it grows in the same habitat as a fish, meaning in the ocean itself. Va'olel echad l'shivim shana, and it comes up, it surfaces once in 70 years, and some explain, it's just an expression, once in a lifetime. It's very rare, very uncommon to encounter this creature. Ubedamay tsoyven tcheles, and they use its blood to dye the tcheles, the blue wool. Lefichach, because it's so rare and inaccessible. Damav yikar, and it's so expensive. Damav yikar. Okay, Tanya, Amrav Nosson. Eilecho kol mitzvah kala. You know, every mitzvah in the Torah, even a mitzvah kala, an easy mitzvah. Some learn mitzvah kala because we're talking about a tzitzis, which is a mitzvah aseh. It's only a positive. It doesn't have the same severity as more severe mitzvahs. And some learn mitzvah kala because of its accessibility. It's so not costly. It's so cheap, a couple of strings. So every mitzvah will give you reward. In the next world, of course, but even in this world, one gets some reward, some sort of bonus reward, whether it's in terms of protecting you from sin, or whether it's just in terms of giving you, granting you success. So every mitzvah, there is no mitzvah that does not have both aspects, reward in this world and in the next world. There is no mitzvah, even a light mitzvah, an easy mitzvah, in the Torah, which will not grant you some measure of reward in this world. That's, you know, for sure. Olam haba, and certainly regarding olam haba, any day I come, I have no idea. It's unfathomable. This world a little bit, but in the next world, it's beyond comprehension how much reward is awaiting us. Come take a look at a story regarding a fellow who got rewarded somewhat in this world for his being meticulous with mitzvah tzitzis. Say olamad mitzvah tzitzis. Masa bat mechlu, a story about this fellow, show you zohar mitzvah tzitzis, he was very careful with his adherence to mitzvah tzitzis. Well, it turns out that he stumbled a bit. Shama sheish zoinab karcheyam. He heard about this stray woman. Bekarcheyam, somewhere out of town, far away. Shana tell us, dalad meyois zuvim bischara, whose cost was 400 zuz. And he sent her the check. Shigir lo arba meyois zuvim. A couple of zman, he appointed a time. Shigir zman, when time came, bo b'yosh al pesach, he came to the entranceway, so her shivcha, her secretary went in and told her, look, the customer is here, Ramallah. Oh, you see, Yodman, that fellow, who sent you the money, is here. Bavi Yashav, Allah Pesach, is here at the entranceway. Amra, so she says, okay, come in, Ikanis. Nichnasa, he entered. Tzialoi, she prepared for him Zayin Mitte, seven beds. Sheishal Kesef, six of silver. It was like a bunk bed. Bed above bed above bed. V'achas shalzov, and the top one was of gold. Ubein kol achas v'achas. Between the beds, to get from one to the other, you had to go through a ladder. Sulam shel kesef, silver, exquisitely, exquisite arrangement. It was silver and gold with silver ladders. V'alyona shalzov, right? The top one was the gold one. Also v'yashval gabi alyona, she went upstairs to the top one. Sharuma, unclothed. And he also climbed up to the top and he sat opposite her likewise. And as he was there, suddenly a miracle happened. Apparently he was still wearing his tzitzis. We said he was very careful with tzitzis. And the tzitzis jumped up at him in a miraculous fashion. Wake up, fellow! The four tzitzis from the four corners jumped up and strapped him in the face. And now he got sort of a jolt, and he woke up, and he says, I don't belong here. Nishmat. So he abandoned V'yosh l'gavakakim, went all the way down, and sat on the floor. She was taken aback by his abrupt departure. Va'afi nishmato v'yashval gam b'karka. She also did the same. She went down to the floor. Amalei, she addresses him and she says, what's going on? Gapo shel roimi, she made a yeshvua. By the life of the Roman emperor. And she says, I'm not going to let you leave. She'eni manichasuch. I'm not going to let you go until you tell me. You tell me, Mamum Raisubi, what blemish did you notice in me? Amrla, he says, Ha'avoida. Once again, he also swore, but he employed the Hashem, right? The Ha'avoida, the service of Hashem. So he swore in the name of Hashem's service. And he says, it's got nothing to do with you. Shalei Raisi, I never saw Isha Yafa Kamaisech, such a nice woman like you. Ella, rather, the reason why I'm backing out is because I don't belong here. Mitzvah achas. Look, there was a mitzvah that Tzivonu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem commanded us to do, and it's called the tzitzis shema, right? And in the mitzvah, in the psukim that discuss the mitzvah of tzitzis, we find the term Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, you are Hashem, twice, right? Shtei pa'amim. In the last pasuk, right? It begins and ends with the same three words, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And the message here is, Ani Ushasali Para. I, Hashem, is saying, I am the one who will punish for wrongdoing. Likewise, I will be the one rewarding for good behavior. Okay, now, Akshav, as I was sitting there, Nidmu Alai Kedal Deidim, the four strings here, the four sets of strings all jumped at me, and like four witnesses, we are recording everything that you're doing. We're going to be there to testify. And that gave him a shudder and jolt of reality. I don't belong here. Amrlai, she was so taken by his sincerity. She says, wow, a person could make such a bold move at such a challenging moment. She says, I'm not going to let you go until you tell me, you identify yourself. Mashimcha, Mashem Ircha, Mashem Rabcha, Mashem Edroshcha, what's your name, your city, the name of your Rebbe, the name of your Yeshiva, Shatalom Beter, where you learned Torah. Okay, he had no choice, he took out a paper, gave her the info, Kasa Vanasam Biyad, they gave it to her. Amda Bechilka. Okay, so he left, and she decided she has other plans for her, the rest of her life. Amda Bechilka Kolim Chaser, she went and distributed all her wealth. Shlush L'Malchus, a third to the king, to the IRS, as she says, she had Nechenelis Geir, so that they don't get in her way. They let her convert if she chooses to. Vishlish Lanim, and third, she gave to poor people as a schus for success in her efforts. Vishlish Natal Biyad, and the next third, she took along with her. So she gave everything away except Chutzin Ma'itza Matzois, except for those sheets that she had prepared for this man. So she came with two suitcases, one with the money, one with the sheets. And she came to the Rebbe, Reb Chiya, who was his Rebbe. Amalei, she comes in and she says to the Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe, Save Yalai, instruct your Dayanim, allow me to convert. Amalei, she says, one second, Biti, my daughter, Shema Inayach Nasat. You know, you can't convert if you have ulterior motives. Perhaps you're drawn to one of my students and that's what's motivating you. Shema Inayach Nasat. So she says to him, she pulled out this note and she says, look, I want to show you something. She gave it to him. And she explained to him the whole story. She has nothing but virtuous intentions. She was so inspired and taken by this person's sincerity, by his higher calling. And she wants to be a part of it. Amrli says, sure. Welcome to Yiddishkeit. And in fact, go marry that man. Now you can build a nice Jewish home together. It was meant for you. Amar lo lechi go, zechi b'mikchech. Acquire your purchase, so to speak. Here's your man. And in fact, they married in Oysa Matzois, in those sheets. She had Tzila b'Issa, which way back when, she had offered him improperly. Now, it was used properly. Tzila b'Hetter. So this is an example. Where you see a person got some level of reward. He got this woman, he was saved from chet via the mitzvah tzitzis, But that's only in this world. Regarding the reward that's reserved for him in the world to come, we have no clue. It's beyond our wildest imaginations. Any day ever come. Amar Rav Yehuda, speaking about tzitzis, talus shul, a borrowed beged, is not really chayiv and tzitzis. It's meant to be your beged. So kol shloshim yom, the first 30 days, turim na tzitzis, is no tzitzis requirement. Past 30, if you wear it past 30, chayevus, you have to have tzitzis midirabbana, because it looks like it's yours. Tanna mech, we find the same in a braisa regarding a mezuzah on a house. Hador b'pundik yu Eretz Yisrael, one lives in a guest house in Eretz Yisrael, or v'asoich b'ayis b'chusot, who's renting a house outside Eretz Yisrael. So the first 30 days, kol shloshim yom, patur mezuzah, no need to have mezuzah, it's not really your home. Mekan re'elach, past 30 days, chayav, he puts on a mezuzah. Av l'asoich b'ayis b'Eretz Yisrael. This is all in this case, but if one rents a home, an apartment in Eretz Yisrael, there the chachamim requirement to put a mezuzah right away. So Rashi, by the way, says that the reason why you're potter from mezuzah the first 30 days, he says, potter shemi yachzer boy. If you rent a house in the chutzar, you know what, you might back out. Perhaps it's not really going to be your place, so you don't have a mezuzah, but right? But at Yisrael, we say right away, mezuzah, as soon as you move in, you install the mezuzah. Why? You're just there for a day, what's the right? Mishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael, because Chachamim want to encourage people to settle Eretz Yisrael, and once you have invested in the mezuzah, you'll be more reluctant to leave, you're more encouraged to stick around. Okay, Tefillah Shel Yad Eina Ma'akeves, Mishnah says, in terms of the two tefillins, if you have the Tefillah Shel Yad, put it on, it's not going to, if you have the Shel Rosh, and you're missing the Shel Yad, the Tefillah Shel Yad is not mi'akeh, does not hold you back from doing the Shel Rosh. You can do one at a time. That's only true, if he has both, and he chooses to put one on, fine. So he can be yotze at least that one. Aval Einle, but suppose he only has one. He only has, only owns one. Me'akeves. In this case, you cannot just wear that one. Okay, now the reason was not yet given, we'll see later. Amrle, the Talmid, the master of Chizda, Amris? Let's confirm this. Is this what you... this is your position? No, I never said it. Means to say, I'm changing my mind. And he explained himself. He says, why should we disallow a person putting on one tefillin if that's all he has? Elamant alesle, trei mitzvah. So if a person doesn't have two mitzvahs, chad mitzvah namad l'leav, they shouldn't even do one? Of course he should. There's no difference whether you own one or you, right? It doesn't matter. Asked the Gemara, now initially he did make the statement, so what was the logic behind it? Initially when he said that if you only own one, you shouldn't put it on, why? There's a concern that he might just leave it like that. So if you own two, eventually you put both on, so we can say, you know, you can be yotze even with one, but if you only own one, we want to stop you right there to encourage you to buy a second one. That was his thinking initially, but ultimately he said, look, put on what you have, at least that much. Amar Rav Sheshes, if one fails to wear tefillin, over b'shmoyne aseh, he has neglected 8 mitzvahs aseh. Rashi explains, because we have the 4 parshiyos and we have 2 mitzvahs ukshartam lo isal yedecha v'hayu tetafos. So we have 2 mitzvahs aseh, double by 4, multiply by 4, you have 8. V'chol she'ein lo tzitzis v'bigdai, person fails to wear tzitzis on his 4-cornered garment, over b'chamish aseh. He has 4 gone, 5 mitzvahs haseh. Rashi says, v'asa, v'nasna, v'hoya, re'isam, v'lidl, v'nasna, l'ach, 5 mitzvahs haseh, you're mekayim when you wear your tzitzis. V'chol kayin she'en el duchim, a kayin who fails to go up to the stage to do the birchas kayinim, he has missed out on 3 mitzvahs haseh. Oy v'gimel haseh. What are the 3 mitzvahs haseh? So you have kaysev archu, v'soma shmi, and Emor Lehem. So when he's Mevarech, he gets those 3 mitzvahs. What about mezuzah? How many mitzvahs are there? V'chol she'en le'mezuzah b'pisk, a person fails to have a mezuzah. Eve b'shnei aseh, he has skipped 2 mitzvahs aseh. Because it says chsaftim twice, one in the first parsha, one in the second, chsaftim. Omer Rish Lakish. Okay, on the positive side, kol ha'maniach tefillin, a person is careful and always wears his tefillin. Ma'arech yamim, he will merit long life. Shenemar, Hashem aleihem yichyu, when the name of Hashem rests upon them, that gives them life, grants them life. Yichyu ulochol behein Chaye ruchi v'tachlemeni v'chi. Says the Mishnah. So typically a carbon comes along with minchas nesachim, is a mincha, flour and oil, and also wine, which is poured on the mizbeach. Suppose he only has one, not the other. Can he proceed? Or does he need the full package to even get going? Ha-soilus v'ashemen ma'akras ha-yayin. If he has just the wine, he doesn't have the soilus, the flour and the oil, okay, just pour the wine. And likewise, in the reverse, v'lo yayin ma'akvan, if he's missing the wine, you can still process the mincha. Ha-matanas ha-mizbech ha-shalam-mizbech ha-chitin in ma'akv zu-zu. Here we're talking about blood applications on the external mizbech. He meant to do multiple applications. If he doesn't do that, he only does one, they don't hold each other back, meaning the carbon is successful. Tana Rabbanan. Here comes a discussion regarding sequence. So you have your carbon oil, right? Then you have the mincha, then you have the nesachim. So the carbon comes first, of course. What's number two? And what's number three? Is it the mincha followed by nesachim, or is it the other way around? Tana Rabbanan, we have machlekes. Pasuk says, "Minchasam miniskeim," which sounds like mincha is two and nesachim are three. Mincha and then nesachim. Havei mincha. First do the mincha, v'achakach and then havei nesachim followed by nesachim. That's the chacham. Rabbi Eimer. He says, "No, it's first nesachim and then mincha." Rabbi Eimer, zevachon nesachim. It's the carbon itself, then the sachem as number two, and then comes mincha. Zevach nesachem, havei zevach, v'achakach havei nesachem. Okay, so according to Chachamim, it's mincha, then nesachem, according to Rebbe, nesachem followed by mincha. Now, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? V'Rebbe nami yoksiv, what does Rebbe do with the pasuk? U'minchasem neskeim. Omebayli, that's coming for another halacha, to allow you to bring the mincha nesachem even a day later. U'minchasem neskeim, you can bring even Balayla, the night following the processing of the carbon, even tomorrow, it's a separate offering. Okay, Rabbanu Nami Yaksiv. What did Rabbanu do with Rebbe's pasuk that it says Zevach Nusachem, that Nusachem come before the Mincha? Well, that's coming for something else again. Homi Bayle, look at the Ziri, it's coming for Ziri. Dama Ziri, Ein Nusachem is Kachin, El Beshritas HaZevach. The Nusachem acquire their Kedusha. And they're sort of getting tied to this particular carbon. They can be transferred only once the carbon's nishcha. The shechita sort of activates that kedusha and that bond to the nesachim. Ein nesachim mishkachin, el shechita zevach. And that's learned from the pasuk zevach unesachim. Okay, so the zevach activates the nesach. Fine. So we have shechitas chachamim, we have shechitas rebbe, we have each one's respective source, and each one's explanation in terms of what to do with the opposing shita's, you know, source. Ask the Gemara. Now the Rabbanan based their shita on Menchasam Neskeim, which according to Rebbe taught us that you can bring Nesachim even later. How did they know? How did Rabbanan know that halacha? All this pasuk is unavailable for that. It's coming for their source. Rabbanan nami mibayle. They need the pasuk on Menchasam Neskeim at night, balaylo. Menchasam Neskeim, I feel even tomorrow, lemachar. You're right. That's actually what they use the pasuk for. So then, what's their source? That it's mincha and then nesachim. Elahayinu tamayid rabban d'chsiv. We have another pasuk, oila u'mincha, which says that the mincha follows the oila and then comes the nesachim. No, v'rabbi nami yaksiv oila mincha. What does Rabbi do with that pasuk? Says the more like this. You're right. Ela b'bayim mazevach dukuli amalei pligi. If you choose to bring the mincha and the nesachim with the carbon itself at the same time, all agree that the proper order is as per this pasuk. That it's oila, mincha, and then nesachim. Kulam lepsigi the mincha v'kach nesachim. Doksiv, we have this pasuk, oila, mincha, which says that it's oila, mincha, then nesachim. Ki pligi, machlekes is only b'boim ifnei atzma. He chooses to bring the accompaniments separate from the carbon. Now the question is, how do we sequence it? Rabbanan savri, Rabbanan say, look, it's no difference. Together or separate, it's all the same order. B'boim ma'zevach, just as when it actually comes together with the carbon, all agree. It's mincha and then v'chakach nesachim. Same if it comes on its own. Mevneatz manami there as well. It's mincha and then only v'chakach nesachim. Rebbe disagrees. Ha sumuda aidi. I understand that when you bring up the carbon, it makes sense that the carbon is first and then the mincha, because they both share similar characteristics. Ha sumu over there aidi de askel v'achila, since he began the process. with the carbon itself, like the oil, right, which is offered to the Mizbeach, it's Mizbeach consumption. It makes sense to conclude that process with the mincha, which likewise is partially offered on the Mizbeach. So it's also consumption to the Mizbeach, and that's why it follows. And then only then comes the wine. But if he chooses to bring them on their own, so the carbon was today, and you know, the mincha, let's say, was tomorrow. In this case, I hold nesachim adifi. The nesachim come first, the wine comes first. Hoyel. The misamro shira alayu. Why? Because wine has an advantage. The levim sing their shira when they pour the wine. So that is meant to come first. And then the mincha. Okay, so bottom line is, minchasav neskeya. Right, the accompaniments of a carbon. It can come either with the carbon or at a different time. If they're with the carbon, all agree it's carbon, mincha, and nesach. When they're brought separately, Rabbanan say you stick to the same sequence, and Rabbi switches it around. One final point in the Mishnah is Hamatonish Shamas Bechachitain, El Maak Vezuazu. How do we know? Tan Rabbanan, we have a price. Menayin the Cholan Natanin, Amas Bechachitain. How do we know that all the bloods which are applied on the external Mizbeach, so although they require multiple applications, suppose he skipped. He only did one application. How do we know it works? Which speaks his singular term. To tell us that even one application is deemed a successful carbon. Okay, we spoke about the tremendous schar of Mitzvah Tzitzis, the fellow who inspired this woman to convert and eventually ended up marrying her. That was the schar of the maseh. Certainly, Ilam Habo. All the more. We spoke about the talis being chayiv in tzitzis only if it belongs to you. So if you take borrow somebody else's talis, you don't make a bracha on it, right? We spoke about the chayiv mezuzah within 30 days. After 30 days, we spoke about the tefillin shol yad and shol resh not be ma'akiv each other. We spoke about the multiple mitzvahs that are associated with tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, and brachas koyanim. We spoke about the sequence of the mincha and the nesachim. And the Matana Achas, Amaz Be'achitzain, which is Machaber. All the best to you and Atzlachara.